We're up to Daf. Tesamidei, the last word. Last two words. Tesamidei is the last two words.
Amarava?
The last two words. Amarava. Plunba alishti huva acher mitstarfim lehorga. The man says that Plunny so and so is ball alishti on my wife. So it's over here. So therefore, this person, so the husband himself was being part of the testimony. The testimony that his wife was mizane. So who the acher, he the husband, and someone else mitstarfin can join together lahargo to kill this individual. Avala lahargo, why not? But she does not get killed. Notice he's saying that my wife was mizane with this man willingly, so he gets killed because he was mizane, and she should also get killed because she was mizane. Why does she not get killed? Because Adam Karov, because he's a Karov, he's a relative. There's no one that's more possible to testify about his wife than the husband.
Exactly.
Think about that. There's no one more possible, there's no one that's more closer to a man's wife than the husband. Therefore, we say Palginon Dibura.
Correct.
With regard to killing her, we ignore his testimony because Nogeb, but with regard to her, to him, to the adulterer, then he will be killed. So Manasseh of the Morris says, it was my kamash, from the second line, my kamash, lon de pal ginon bidibura. So what is the chiddush, the yisoid of this shtickle Gemara? We say pal ginon dibura, we believe him. We believe him with regard to the man, but we do not believe him with regard to his own wife. Hai nuhach. Is this now what we learned yesterday? We learned yesterday with regard to the case, the person testifies that his animal, that someone was bought upon him. The person says that so-and-so had relations, so-and-so was Ravai Liritsoina. So the Gemara said, Pal Ginon Dibura, we believe him with regard to someone else, but we don't believe with regard to himself. Ain Oda Mesim Atzmai Rasha. So we believe it that it happened, but we don't believe that he was a willing participant. So we already learned the sugya of Palginon Dibura. So Hainu Hach, the Gemara says, no, there's an extra dosage of Chiddush that has been taught here that we learned yesterday. We may say that a person can testify for his wife. That's a very big Chiddush. It's not a blood relative. It's not a blood relative. So you may think of it. It's a very big chiddush to say that a marriage, people will tell you just the opposite. It's by
choice. You just got finished saying there's nobody closer than.
So why in one dimension? The more saying you might think that
blood.
Because you make a choice. So regular relative, you didn't make a choice.
That's the way it is. Blood is thicker than water.
Marriage, you made a choice, you made a decision. Look, many people have friends that they are closer with than their own family. Their own family they never see, they don't have any connection with, but their own people they deal with every single day. When people deal with every single day, so those type of people you have a closer relationship. So therefore, the Gemara says, so no, you made this a very nice argument. The Gemara is saying a very chiddush is that the bottom line is a blood relative is a blood relative. A wife, it doesn't make a difference. They're both relatives. That just like you're a Karav Eitzel, your relative, you're also a Karav Eitzel, your wife. You may think in the Hamid that you're not a Karav Eitzel, but you are a Kamashon. The bottom line is a man may not testify about his wife because a man is indeed has a ulterior motive. He's inclined. In this case he's not going to kill her. In this case he's testifying that his wife was mizaneh, and the havamina was that he can testify against his own wife that she's chayv nisa. The more is maskanis, you cannot. A husband is a karav, and therefore by marriage creates an incredible relationship. It's equal to being a blood relative to the point where a man may not testify about his own wife. Next piece of Gemara. V'yamareva ploni ba al nara hamarasa. A man says that so and so was mizaneh with the nara hamarasa v'huzmu. Two people, two witnesses testify that this man was mizaneh with a nara hamarasa v'huzmu, and these two people now become edim zaimim neheragin. So they can see some like asher zamam la'saslach. They wanted to kill this woman, therefore they're going to get killed. V'ein mishalman mammon. What money would they pay? What money would they pay if they were to pay? What loss did they cause? They caused her a loss. What loss did they cause her? Because a married woman, like we learned before, the father here's a nesua. She's an adult. She's a married woman. She could sell her ksuba for what's it called, options? How do you pronounce that? Sell her ksuba on options, for options. What's the proper?
She could sell it.
She can sell that since there's potential for me to get money for my for divorce or death. Therefore, that's value. I want to sell that to someone else. A woman can do that. So now when these two people testify that you were mezaneh, not only are they causing her to die, they're causing her to lose this money that she could potentially collect by selling this option. Now that the witness are even zaymanim, we should do to them like what they wanted to do this to this woman. They wanted to kill her, we'll kill you. You want to cause her a loss of money, so we're going to take out of your bank account whatever the Torah v'sana was. The Gemara says, no, we do not do so because of the basic principle of kamlei b'derabu minei v'in mashal mamon. However, now let's say the person says bitoy shel ploini. Now let's I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I already made a mistake. Nair hamarasa. I made a very big mistake. I'm sorry. Nair hamarasa. Who gets the money? The woman over here is not. I told you she was a nesua. She's not a nesua. She's a nair hamarasa. So therefore, she's only 12 years old. Her father married her off.
In the event that
there'd be death or divorce, who would get the ksuba? The father. So who has the power to sell the ksuba to the father? So therefore, we can make a following argument. That these two witnesses, they wanted to kill her, and they want to cause a loss of money to someone else, to her father. So we learned yesterday, and whenever you have a situation where you are causing, you're testifying for two separate people, and then they're edim zaymimim, so then you do not say, kamlei b'derabu minei. So here, you're trying to testify against her to die, and against the father to lose money. So the Gemara says, therefore, the Gemara says, no, the Gemara says, now why is this case different? The very Chiddush, because they did not mention the father's name in their testimony. The father was irrelevant, it was only indirect. We are only testifying about this woman that she was mezaneh. They did not say, this woman who is the daughter of so-and-so. If they would identify, it's a very big chiddush, they need to learn deep what this means. If they would say in court, this next line of Gemara, that this woman, who is the daughter of Mr. So-and-so, so being that you now mentioned his name in your testimony, it automatically implies we're testifying that she should die and he should lose money. So since they did not specify who her father is, that now becomes an incidental thing. That becomes something that is incidental. Mamela, there's not going to be. We're going to say that it's two separate people in Potter. However,
she says, "Like it's shame, Aisha. I can have a case like I can even be
okay." So in Echlam, they identify this woman. We have recognition of this. So
maybe if we say
the name of the person, just means we know who the person is. We can identify her. We can facial recognition. Okay, the name. Once you say the name, automatically identifies who the father is. Right. So that's the chiddush. Therefore, who's the rogan? The ein mashal mamon. But let's say they say bita shel ploini v'huzmu. Once they say ploini, they say so and the daughter of so and so v'huzmu neharogin u'mashal mamon, because it's two separate people. And now that it's two separate people, Mela, and they're testifying to two people, therefore they're not going to say kim lebrahmine. Mam lezeh v'nefash lez lezeh. Nu gemara. Vimarava Ploni Rava Hashar Ploni so and so lived with an axe. Now the axe also belongs to a person. And therefore you're causing now what's halacha when an axe is killed? When an axe is a partner in this Avera, the axe must be killed. So now the axe belongs to a human being. It's not just an axe of hefker. Mimela, you're causing a loss to the owner of the axe. If you testify that so-and-so didn't have it with this axe, so both the animal and the person can be killed. And the owner of the axe is going to lose $1,000. So now it turns out that these two witnesses are edim zaynimim. Do they have to pay? And it's mamon lezeh and nefashas lezeh. So you would make an argument to say that you have to chayiv. Being that you did not specify who the owner is, you are exempt. Because you did not identify who the father is. But let's say Sharashul Plaini Vuhuzmun Ragin Mishal Maman Maman Lizem Hashlazet. Ha Sulam, this is Zelb Zach's case of the Isha. The Gemara says, Ha Sulam Lachainuhach, and the Gemara says, Mishum the Kabal Boy Al Ilavei. You're right. The second case really is not a Chiddush. It's a springboard to teach you another Chiddush. It's just warming up. The boy Rava, Plani Rava Shairi Mahu, my axe. So now, Mi Aminon Adam Kav Eitzel Atzmai, this same Paul Ginon Dibura. This man gored my axe. So now, So now, the Ein Adam, but normally when it comes to testifying against the person in Echnami, but Ein Adam Karv Eitzel Memainai. So maybe in this case, are you a Karv apostle? A person is a Karv Eitzel. Okay, so now we go to a wedding. Anyone, any relatives over here? The first thing the Masad, the Kedushin, has to ask.
This is Russia.
No, different thing. Different thing entirely. Reuven and Shimon testifying that Levi had relations with my animal. He didn't do an Avera. The witnesses are tzaddikim.
I thought the guy was coming.
No. So,
the third person. I'm sorry.
So he's saying, but it was my animal. The witnesses are testifying. One of the witnesses is testifying that he had a relationship with my animal. So we've all heard of a case. When you go to a wedding, are you a relative? A good Masada Kiddushin will always ask the witnesses, are you a relative to anyone of you involved in this whole marriage? But when it comes to an animal, are you a relative to the animal? The animal of these tests, the Naver took place, and therefore the animal is going to get killed, and this man is going to get killed. So the best that's asking, are you related to the animal? Do you have a relationship with this animal? How do you? It's my animal. Oh, it's your animal. You're going to get a bedavar, because you're a karoif to your animal.
How are you going to get it? What benefit would you?
You're going to lose.
You're going to lose.
So even though you're going to lose, in a chanami, even though you're going to lose, and every time you testify, it's either hate or love. Any time a person is a person's property that triggers in the person's mind extreme behavior. Sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. Maybe the person, he hates the ox. The ox is a nuisance. Hmm. The ox, once upon a time, spoke up.
So therefore he's willing to get it.
Yeah, he's willing to go and kill someone, to use someone to kill his ox. There are people like that, believe me. There are all types of people out there.
So anytime,
like, looks like it's a wife. The wife also, the guy wants to come. You ever listen to the news? You can't listen to the news more than 2 hours. And one of your maisa, you can't have maisa with someone who kills his wife, who kills his girlfriend, something like that. It's all that. So sitting over here, the guy went, I hate my ox, and therefore I'm gonna use this so-and-so to be the medium, to be the catalyst to kill my ox.
You want to collect the ox insurance policy.
Oh, maybe a chanami. So do it yourself. No, I don't do it myself. So that bezel do it. So that's the human nature. So if the more subconscious, so we say Adam comes to the of the Ain, Adam comes to the Hema, Adam comes to the Eitzel Maynai. This was the innovative question of Rava. Basar the Baya, how the Pashto Adam comes to the Eitzel of the Ain, Adam comes to the Maynai.
You can make yourself have a say I was massing you, right?
What?
Let's say I come to business and say I was massing Ephraim.
I
broke your window.
Then
you don't know about it.
Yeah.
So once I go to business,
he's not making himself Russia.
I don't make myself Russia. I make my show. I'm not a Russia.
What do you come to say that your animal broke your window?
Your window. I broke your window.
So then, what does that do with anything?
It's the same thing over here.
What's the thing over here? Over here, it's your axe.
My axe lived with Chaim Yankel.
Right. So therefore, I'm going to suffer a loss. You're not suffering a loss. It's you. When you come and you confess. No, it's a whole different type of case. When you come and you confess.
It's moments. I'm out of an ox of $1,000. I'm out of $100 for fixing a window. I don't get.
But it's a din of Eidos. No. Here's a din of Eidos. Because over here you need with testimony to kill the ox, to Mises Bezdin and the person as well. It's a din of Eidos. Eidos. Your example of a.
It's not
to court,
confession.
That's an Eidos. That's confession. Confession of Eidos. Uh-huh. So you do whatever you want. But over here we need a din Eidos in order to kill a person, to kill an ox.
This whole thing of Karve Eitzel Atzmo from Lamanis to talk only with
Eidos.
Now it's
Eidos. Chalois Eidos. Really Shivish. Eidos. Weiter. Makois. So that's what I was going to be in the Karve Eitzel Atzmo. One step that's something we learned today. Go sleep and dream about this tonight. Yesoid. Ain Adam Karev Eitzel Mamainai. You're not related to your dog. People have dogs. They love their. You see, they love. They kiss them. They love them. They clean up after them.
A
person wouldn't clean up after a human being. Wouldn't clean up after a human being if their life depended on it. But dog. Oh, the dog. This is Ma'aseh Mechoyam. Makos Bishleisha. You're not related to your dog. Makos. Now we learn the mission that Makos is three people. Machlokes. Tanakam says three. And the second opinion says 23. Why 23? Because 23 may lead to death. Meno hanimul. What's the makor of the machlokes? Amar v'huna makra. Ushefatum shem. It says in the whole. What's all the whole pasuk reads? Shtei the ganze pasuk. The whole pasuk on the side of the gemara over here is ki yadibena anoshim. If there's a quarrel between two men, the nigshu el hamishpat, and they will come to the mishpat, to law. Ushefatum, and there will be judgment. The tzaddik was a tzaddik, the rishis rasha, and they'll declare the tzaddik a tzaddik and the rishis rasha. And the next verse goes on to say v'chayi in bin hakos rasha, and what happens in bin hakos harasha if the rasha is guilty for doing an avera, he has done something evil, and he deserves malchus. So then the pilu hashayfa lefanav, and it goes on to say you give him 40 lashes, which we know is 39. So this pasuk that we just quoted is the introductory pasuk to the parasha of malchus. And in this pasuk it says many words, which now we're going to expound to teach us how many dayanim you need when you will lead to a situation where there's going to be malchus arboim. Ushifatun, there is a quarrel. They come to the court, and the court will judge b'loshon rabin. The word b'rab shnayim, that's already two people. The ein bezdin shokel, and a bezdin cannot be equal, right? You can't have two dayanim for a bezdin. So mil melem mosin aleim oidechad harikan shleisha. Simple as that. Oh, the masakasha. But the pasuk goes on. It says v'ksiv ela v'miata v'itztikus hatzadik v'itztikus osim b'loshon rabin. And then it says v'yoshiu shnayim. It says if you want to go dashim shifatum, why stop there? There are two more words in the pasuk which are plural, which indicate you have to have two. Harekan shiva, 2, 4, ein bez shakel, 7. So therefore akasha. So why only three? The whole makar comes from malchus. You need three because of shifatum. So go vayta. It's two more words. You have a total of 6, and then you can't need shakel. You must know in nahum bayulei l'kudula. No, sorry, those two words are occupied. Occupied territory. We need it for another drasha. What's the other drasha? The amulah remez leidim zaymin amatar minayin. This the teacher the side of edim zayminim. The gemara jumps out of its chair. Remez. It's the ferish pasuk that was last week's parsha. Parshas masay is. Edim zem remes. Remes. Edim zemim v'yaksim zveish pasuk kasha zamam. The Gemara says no. Ela remes. This is what I meant to say. You don't understand my idea. In Paras Masay, it talks about the basics. Vasisim loy kasha zamam. But this is the first yisoid of Sechta Makas. First yisoid of Sechta Makas says what happens if the edim you can't be mekayim vasisim loy kasha zamam. You can mekayim it. So then what do you get instead? You get malchus. Sometimes you get malchus also. You get malchus and mom. But basically it's the teacher that when a witness is when you can be mekayim v'asisim l'kasha zomam, because for what's the classic is in the first Mishnah, Kloini is a ben grusha ben chalutza. So you can't make a person ben grusha ben chalutza. So what do you do to the person instead? You give him malchus. Some say you give both. And every time there's edim zonim when you pay money, if you don't kill the guy, so you pay the money and you give malchus. But certainly, you're going to get malchus in the case when grusha chalutza. El remezim zayim shaloykim minayin. They'll say the yitztikus hatzadik, the yoshua sarasha. They make the matzik the tzadik. Now, what it means, they testify that the person is righteous, and then the yoshua sarasha. The more sakash, the more going through. It doesn't make any sense. Mishum the yitztikus hatzadik, the yoshua sarasha. The next pasuk goes on to say v'hoyim minukas sarasha. Look at the sequence of sukkim. You're a tzaddik, you're a rasha, and Mela, we're going to give malchus. What's going on over here? You have a din Torah. Reuven and Shimon are fighting. Reuven says, you owe me money, I don't. So Bezin says, you're right and you're wrong. Why should there be malchus? There's a dispute. There's a dispute. They resolve the dispute. Why is there malchus? Ella. So the Mara says, no, there's a remes. Over here, the Pasuk is telling you the case over here as follows. Ella, you have to read between the lines. And the Pasuk is discussing the case of Edim. Says, Ella, Edim, Shushisha tzaddik, the Mayas Shahoya, Edim declared. Before these psukim start, you have to have the background. The background is not in print. It's a mesorah. Before the pasuk began, we already have a situation where the Bezin have declared the person to be a guilty person. Reuven is guilty because there are two witnesses. And now the pasuk begins. You walk into court and two witnesses say, no, the person's not guilty because the two witnesses were Imanu HaYisem. So they reverse. So now the pasuk begins, Ella Edim Sheyoshua Satzadik. They also aid the achrin v'yitztiku es hatzadik. They say about the witnesses when he said the tzaddik that memela the mekara memela v'shavin lahanach rishoyim the yeshua sarasha. And we now make the two witnesses the rosh, the collective noun. They have two rishon here, two witnesses. They become rishon. Now v'hoyim because the rosh goes to the malchus. So you literally have moritik. He said that when you aid them zaymim in a situation where you can't give. Or if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember anymore. You get both Mammon and Malchus, but certainly in the case of Grusha v'Chalutza, you get Malchus. Maybe you get two Malchus there. Okay, not so far. After Sanhedrin, Habalim L'Tayva. Markus.
They can call in their
name
Malchus and
Mammon.
What?
How does
that work,
Malchus? Oh, it's another Machlaikus. Everything is a Machlaikus.
Except
Mammon,
Sekhar,
and Shmabi Aaron. Aaron is Machlaikus. Life
is a
Machlaikus. There's two answers to every question.
It's
either money or Machlaikus. Or covet. Covet, also. Three. These are three things. Every question you have in life, you can answer with one of those three answers. Mammon, covet, or Machlaikus. Machlaikus.
Taiva.
Taiva. Taiva? Not every situation. All right, maybe. I'll let you know.
I
don't need this pasuk. It's a beferish of Tehillim Miloy Sane. In the Torah, do not testify falsely against your fellow man. That's a loisase. So every loisase is nichal in the 365 loisases. Nope. Loi sane would not be valid because it's dibur. Dibur is not a ma'isa. So you don't get malchus double sim ma'isa.
So good question. I didn't see any one word in this sukkah that mentioned anything about malchus.
The hayim bin akois. That's the next pasuk. That's what we said when we started. The pasuk starts off. Look on the Sardi Gemara. Ki yirid bein anoshim v'nikshu el hamishpat u'shefatum v'yitzdiku esat tzadik. Next pasuk gimel. Now the pilu hashayfe, the pusher will cast him down. The kohu lefanof will give him, beat him up. Haka kidei rishas according to his wickedness, by mitzvah in the number. And then it goes on to say 40, not more. So the next part, that's what is the introduction into the sugya of malchus. Okay, bye. Now we go to another sugya. So therefore, what's the Moriz Maskana? The Moriz Maskana is, how do you know you have to, according to this Tanakhama, how do you know that when it comes to Malchus, the three, because it says, Ushefatum. What's the question? What about if there are two more words? So let's use those two words to be Moisef, 4, 6, Ain, Ben, Shekel, 7. They're occupied territory. Mela, they're not available. What do we need it for? We need it for the famous aside of Remez, Le'edim, Zaymimim, to teach you that Edim, Zaymim, get malchus in certain situations according to everyone, and all the details have to be filled in being the first half of Masechta Malchus. Right. Mishum, Rabbi Yishmael, I'm Rabbi Yishmael, 23. Whenever you have a situation where we're going to judge, you get malchus, 23 judges. My time, Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Baya, As Rasha Rasha, Gzeirushav Mesaira, Gzeirushav Rasha Rasha, to Misas Bezdin, Mechaive Misois. Good. Now, Rava Amar, Malchus, B'mokai, Misa, Medes. No, I don't need to come on to that. Much simpler. I do not need to come on to a Gzereshava. Why use a Gzereshava for this? When we can use the Gzereshava for another halacha, we can save it for a rainy day. I know Misvara because Malchus is a Chefs of Misa. Malchus, when a person is beaten, he's weak, and he's suffering, Yisumas, so this is a shtickle misa. Malchus, misa medes. It's in the place of misa. What does Rashi say over here? It's a very tivavart. What does that mean exactly? Look over here, Rashi.
It's fasting,
it's a very abstract statement, which requires a tizim from the Rishonim. Rashi says, Malchus, misa medes, the claim of the Ovar, Al-Azhar's Boiroi, since you're either on the warning of your Creator, Roy Hu Lomos. Look at these words of Rashi. Wow. Wow, you're over on the words of your Creator, you're ready to die. And this form of death was imposed upon man. Okay, it was a powerful word. It's just like one of those like Rashis, like you have like in a book that has all the very bizarre Rashis that say things that are off the charts. This will enter into that collection. Okay, this is very teeth. Even Rashi is very abstract. What does he mean over here? I'm sure there must be someone that talks about this. Weiter. Next, Shtikl Gemara. So the Mova here says, that's Rava. Rava says, one of the Misra. So one of the Rava says, lost the place. Rava Mamak, one of the Misra. Rava Acha, Braid Rava, Rav Ashi, Hachi, Umdun Olamali. Limchaya v'moyis lemos. If you tell me this, you said that the malchus etzem is misa. So we have a rule that before the person goes for misa, they give a whole battery of tests. All these tests, they send them up. Stress tests, all these other complicated tests, they send you up. They send you up to go before for surgery today. They put a person live test to see if they can handle the surgery. So why? Let's give him the malchus. Give him 39. If he dies, he dies. Because Be'emes, he deserves to die. He was over alas horas bayrei. So what's all this sugya that we evaluate? We don't want to kill him. Don't kill him. So yachi under lam lamuli lamchaya, beat him, whip him. The mois lemos. If he dies, he dies. Good for him. I'm a crow. No, the nikle achicha lenecha. Am I pronouncing that correctly? The nikla. He'll be demeaned. Kal means light. You're nothing. If you're going to whip him too much, don't be moisif on 40, because if you're moisif on 40, then the nikla, he will be reduced to a kal, to a nothing. So the fact that the Torah says, do not do it, do not reduce him to a kal, is a teaching that the Torah does not want him to die. We want to kill him, but we don't want to kill him. We want to kill him, we're putting a motion of process of killing him, but the Torah says, no, don't kill him. So the Torah says, if that's the case, kimachis, kimachis, agaba, the chai, kimachis, agva, the chaye machis. How could I miss those words? My preparation, what does those words mean? I don't know what those words mean. Let's see, this is the parish. Those words mean, the chimachis, agaba, the chaye machis, kishemake, ata, es anidon, hake algabe, adam chai. Hit a living person, kimachis, on the back. When you give him the lashes, make sure the lashes go upon the back of a living person. He should be called Achicha. Nikla Achicha Leinecha. He should always be called your brother. If he's dead, he's not called your brother. Kimachis Agaba, on the back, the Chaye Machis, of a living person. Another Kasha, I'm doing fine. So therefore, we had to make an evaluation. We have another rule. The rule is that the Malchus have to be divisible by 3. Yeah, and therefore the male of a snuggle that you, therefore you go down to the lowest numbers. I'm doing the Kabul Eshem. Kabul 20. Now 20 is not divisible by 3. It's either going to be 21 or it's going to be 18. So what is the halacha? 18. But why not give him 3 more? You'll kill him. So, but the 2, he's lacking the 2. He deserves 20.
Come back next week.
So what about? No, he's a one shot deal. So one shot. So there's no in the head. In the one shot.
He's cracking me.
So the Morris, after he wins, he gets away with the 2. Amdu lekabel Hashem ein makin oisa elamakas elamakas harus lehishtalish. How do you know that? That's a sugya to itself. I don't know. There's a pasuk that's somewhere in Musaf Makas. We'll learn that. Okay. Elamakas harus lehishtalish. V'kame hein tam nitzrei. So in this instance, it's going to be 18. So the Morris, the kasha. If you're telling me that Malkois is a din misa, there has to be an application where it's mamish misa. Bishloim, the guy can't take it, the guy can only take 18. Okay, the Torah says, v'nikle achicha leinecha. Yimekayim v'posik v'nikle achicha leinecha, in that instance. But if it's taka true that you're oivan, as far as Baron Yasin killed, there has to be a hechetimsa where it can legally be misa. And the only hechetim, a very good example would be with a person where they evaluate him for 20, so we should give him 21, and if he dies, he dies. Oh, but it says the positive, yeah, that's in the case where you can take 18. Where you can take 18, we give him 18. Where we can take 20, then it's too big, he's going to have to die, because that's the drasha. That's the yisoid of, the oiver alas hadas boyoi. Because when you give Malchus Agaba the Chaye Kamachis. Now this is a very hard word to translate. Look at Rashi. Rashi says because you're still fulfilling first of all, the different gears, so we're gonna the Gemara. Moche, it doesn't make a difference. So look at Rashi, what does Rashi say? Lemchai Eshim Bachada, Docha Akati Chaihu Vagaba the Chai Mochi. Now, I'm not sure. Rashi's not being ma'arich. I told you a bear, but doesn't really fit into the words. I think what it means is that when you start the set, I think what it means is that when you start the set of 3, he's still alive. The guy's going to die when you get to 21.
What are you saying? For me, he just died 25 minutes later.
What? So, why 21 minutes late? I don't
he
know.
He was lying. There's a rushing. Why you
it seems to die on the spot. It seems that they evaluate and they give him 21, he's going to die. That's the big evaluation. So, but it's a set. The last three, 18, 19,
you
want to 20,
see the beginning of set time?
Right.
But I didn't say it. It's an interesting story he's saying. But he says, Hakat Lichaihu, Agad Lichaimachi. That's the bottom line.
But this.
You're right. See, I hit him the 21st time, he's out of here. He's going to die. Mechtes, he's just going to show him at the time of the 21st bang. I don't know, maybe you're right.
But there's the parish. The parish is the Hakim. 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 The parish Oh, I see the pshat, because when does he die? And I got, now I got the pshat.
After the 21st bang.
After 21st. So he's
so
still alive.
So when you hit him, he was alive.
He's still alive. But if you want, but when it comes to making the evaluation, you go give him, let's say, 30, you give him 30 and he can only handle 20, what's the purpose? After he did 20, he's dead. So you can go. You're gonna go do. You're gonna go now. Keep on whipping him. You're gonna keep him.
No. You said you made a hashar. You see, he can only hold 20, right? He says that's divisible by 3. So
you don't go past the. Okay, but now, but since in this instance, that he'll die after the hakas. So let's do it. So let him taka die. Let's go up to 21.
The only reason why you weren't doing it is you can't hit a guy.
He's alive,
dead.
So he's alive.
And
all, but the consequence will be that he'll die.
It's a fine as well. So he's kashrut and tayyeh.
He could do it. So let's do it. V'chimayis b'chach 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 v'chimayis. So Amar Levi. So the answer is Amar Kol v'nikla achicha li'einecha achas shelaka. Achicha be nevelaka. No, the nikle achicha. The mashmoy says he has to still be your brother after it's over. After it's over, if you're going to give him too many,
yeah,
he'll be
brother.
Demeaned. He'll be demeaned. But he's not. He's already dead. So it means even after you finish number 21, he still has to remain alive. So therefore, in a chanami be'emes, you're right. Malgois is bimkoy misa. Oyvel haasharas boyoy. The only reason why we don't manage to kill him in these unique situations, we don't let him die, is because it says achicha, in which the Gemara darshins, he has to be achicha even after the ma'isa of Malkois. So one more time, let's see the Rashi says, no, there is no Rashi on this. That's all it means. That's what it means over here. He has to still be alive even after you finish, he has to be called the chicha. That's the mashmash of the pasuk. He has to still be alive. Meila, everything is fine and good. We have maskana, 23 judges for Malkus, because Malkus is be'etzem misa, and this is a very important yisoid minog Yisrael, erev Yom Kippur. Do you ever get Malkus erev Yom Kippur? Erev Yom Kippur. There's a minog kadmoin. A minute when people are starting to do this again today is to give malchus. Lie down on the floor. Lie down on the floor and
the gartel.
You take a whip, take something that's lead, take a belt, and the gartel is not a kosher malchus, take a whip. Okay, take a whip and they give malchus. It's simala. Because you have to have, I think you have a bezin smuchin to give malchus. I mean, do you have to have?
You go on the back,
you know,
the chest, what? And the arm. They strip you bare chested?
They strip you bare chested, they lie you down, and they lie bare chested. Bare chested, and the whip goes over your shoulder. The whip is very long, goes over. I once bought it with my brother. When I was a little child, my brother, he bought a whip in Mardi Gras on Avenue M. They had it in June. He came in with a whip. Gosh, a big, real whip. I really learned a lot from that whip. He learned mamish.
Yeah, listen up quick.
I learned what it means, malchus. When I was talking about Gemara, when you learn the Gemara, I thought about the whip a lot. You know, they're very long, it's very painful, and it goes over the shoulder, goes over your shoulder. Your whip goes over the shoulder. Okay, so malchus, okay, that's the side over here. 20 vilak, fine. Okay.
It has to be leather.
And I was saying that this is a minig Yisrael, Erev Yom Kippur. There are people who go and they take symbolic type of malchus. They lie down on the floor and Thomas is a gartel. They take a belt off their pants and they give Malchus. What? What are you accomplishing? Number one, I always thought Pshat you're accomplishing is called Chayve Kreso. It's like in anyone that's Chayve Karis, if they get Malchus, they're exempt from Karis. And that was the reason why they desperately wanted to reinstitute in the time of the Ma'ariv Beraf. The Ma'ariv Beraf goes back like 200-300 years. I don't remember all the names, all the famous people involved. With the Beis Yosef, and the Ma'ariv Beraf, and the other people. I don't know the details. They wanted to reinstitute the Sfir based on the Rambam that says that if all the Gedolei Yisrael asking to one person should be a musmach, you can reinstate the smicha. So they did it. The Taka did it, and then there was a big machlokes. Why do they do it? Because it was during the time of persecution, Shmad. I don't remember which exact period. And many people they went off the derech. They and the Mela, they were together, they did Averis, for the Chayve Karas. And or they were very depressed, the Chayve Karas. So in order to take away the Chayve Kresos, you get Malkus that takes away the Karas. So they want to reinstate the Smicha in order to give Malkus, in order they should be cleansed from Karas. And it fell apart because we don't have today anyone which they couldn't make me mask him. Today, in Eretz Yisrael, there are people today who do this again. I'm not going to tell you names. Okay, there are certain people who decide we have to have a Sanhedrin. They also gave smicha to a certain person. He in turn gave smicha to other people. And a lot of the Gedolei Yisrael are not very happy with this, to say the least. Okay, now there's another buddy. You learn a new time. You learn from this Gemara Nayatam. Okay, I never knew this. Now I'm just thinking out loud. So he learned that the Malkus begets his mamash misa. So not just I'm chorus. It's mamash misa. Since the Roshan is miyichya miyamos. The Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meitzvah and Psuchim, so Meila Gerian people get mamish misa, Abizrayu de misa, Meila Yipata from other misa.
That's why he was loved, because Yoda Shar Kaneo Chamari was Bolov.
This week's Afera, Chazoyim Yishre Benamois, yeah.
Mamish Yadiyama.
Yadiyama. Leather, okay, so therefore this is the side of Malkois Arboim. Vaita in the Gemara, Chish of Lakatani. Some people don't do any more today, is by the Chevra Kadisha. They give Malkus also on the Guf. Even the person is dead. They do the Dalid Misai Spezdin. Srefa Chenek Herig and Malkus also. And Skila, and also they do Malkus also. Due to the guf, I don't know how personally died, what could it possibly do, face, I don't know what they did. I think they said one of the Gedolim, they said he gave it tzavah that he should do it to him.
That's also what
and, they did. And the Chevra Kadisha asked the Shaila, I think it was Avshach, they gave it tzavah. I'm totally wrong. They should do on him the Dal of Nis Bezdin and all these other spooky things. And the Chevra Kadisha asked the Shaila by the Gedolim Yisrael, and they said, don't do it. We don't do this anymore. This minig is not among us. Maybe you'll find people do this, but we don't do this. Just because they gave it tzava doesn't mean you have to abide.
Kinds of rabbis.
What? Obviously, this is what I heard. Maybe I'm totally off. Maybe it's the wrong person. Maybe the whole mice is true. But this is what
I don't know.
This is what buzzes in my head is that they asked the Shaila and they said, no, you do what everyone else does. That's still the standard. The sort of that's the also give it tzava. You should no matzeva. In Kelm. No matzavis. The no matzavis, they put up a stone with nothing on it. No name. Like I don't read this. So he gave it to Rav Desta, was the last survivor, the last Kelm of the Muslim, the real Muslim Kelm. So he died and gave that tzavah. And they asked the Gedolei Yisrael, and they said, sorry, you know, we don't do this anymore. There's no one today, I think the answer was, there's no one today that appreciates this. What are you going to accomplish by not putting up a matzeva with his name on it? There's no one alive today that's together Kelm that may even appreciate the godless who Rav Desta was, Kelm Musa, the Mela. You do what everyone else does. Whatever else.
Today the
phone is on
because the belts anymore either.
So. Oh, that's Charlie. That's Enoch Navi. And that's another because it's Niskadnu Hadayos. The best matzeva I saw was English, let's say one word, offline. Offline. It's like a smartphone, right? Yeah, it looks like a smartphone, let's say offline. Weiter. You ready, right?
You're okay. That was a good one.
At least woke you up.
Yeah.
At least, you know, if you don't learn anything, at least, you know.
Yeah.
Something from vacation, okay, put you to sleep, should you at least get some rest.
Right.
Weiter in the Gemara, Iber HaChodesh B'Shleish. Iber HaChodesh means adding a day to the month. There are two different, don't get confused. Don't get confused. There's Iber HaChodesh, Iber HaShana. Add a day to the month, add a month to the year. So it says Iber HaChodesh B'Shleish, you need three Dayan Mats. It's amazing. Three people are going to decide if they can't play
show. There's no Kiddush HaChodesh automatic. It's interesting.
Oh, we're going to talk about it. We have all these sentences here in the Gemara. Iber HaChodesh, you want to go intercalate. What's the word?
Intercalculate.
No, it's not calculate. It's not calculate. It's intercalate. Intercalate. It's a funny word. Intercalate. The word's not.
Intercalate.
Intercalate. Have a sound? Is it pronounced?
How does it sound?
How does it sound? Intercalate. interpolate. What is the one, please, Ross? Right, Chishuv Loi Ketoni does not say Chishuv. It says Chidush Loi Ketoni, Chidush Loi Ketoni, El Iro. So the Mara says, what is Chishuv? Press the button. Press the little icon. Yeah.
Intercalate.
Oh. Intercalate. The pronunciation also is critical.
Intercalate.
Half the words you learn.
Interpolate. An intercalary period in a calendar. Insert something between layers in a crystal lattice geographical.
Ibor HaChodesh. Okay, go back real quick. Ibor HaChodesh. When you want to go intercalate the month. Now, the Gemara Kasha, the word Ibor is a very funny word. The Gemara is going to tell us now there are Chishuv Laketani, Kiddush Laketani, El Ibor. Now, there are two different words. There's the word Chishuv, which means to make the calculation. You have to be a very big mathematician to make the calculation. So, how many Dayonim do you need to make this calculation? That's one issue. It doesn't say that. That's not a topic of discussion in the Mishnah. Kiddush Laketani. After the calculation has been done, and now it comes to declaration, it's not just declaration, it's a sanctification. It didn't say that word either. El Ibor. It says, Ibor means, just basically means do nothing. Ibor means, El Ibor, Lo Liktush, Memela La'aber. So the Gemara is saying now, the Gemara over here is saying, so the Gemara basically saying as follows, the only time you need to do Kiddush, the Gemara's Havamina is, when you make chaser. The month chaser. If day 30 is going to be day 1, if day 30 is going to be day 1, then you need the bezin to give sanctity. But if you don't need day 30 to be day, but if you don't need day 30
Mela.
to be day one, then you do nothing. So there's no sanctification. You should know this is a very, very relevant for beautiful Jewish. I think it's the Chassam Sofer talks about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, the Koralai Moed. Why is it called a Moed? Because the month of Av, when the Meraglim came back, they were not Mekadesh. Normally they were Mekadesh Av on the 30th day. The 30th day became the first day. So they did nothing. They did nothing when you don't make a month 29 days, that's a chasaran. According to this Mahalach. You do nothing, and automatically, day 30 is day 30. Day 31 becomes day 1. That means the new month has begun without sanctity.
Hmm.
If the new month begins on day 30 and Bezin says Mekudesh HaChodesh Mekudesh, the koyach, a koyach of sanctity that comes to the month. So
I
month,
Rosh
what?
I Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. What sort of Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah. The time of the Gemara was
only one
also,
day.
Was also
it
one
out.
Day. They called it out. It's also
they called it out.
So it's a very fascinating concept. According to this man, we'll see it's machlekes. According to this man, but you don't do sanctity on day 31, automatic. So the reason why Tisha B'Av happened was because the month was lacking sanctity, and that's why Hashem says Kora Olai Moed. You're gonna have to make it up, and where you're gonna make it up? The ninth day is gonna be the day you're gonna have to inject sanctity into the ninth day, because you did not inject the sanctity on the Rosh Chodesh. Karl and Moy call the day of Tisha B'Av.
Every Chodesh Tisha B'Av.
Oh, so it's a problem. You're right. It's a problem. So how does that work? I don't know. It's very deep. How that works? I don't know. I'm just throwing out an idea, something to look more into. I don't know exactly. I never really worked that out. I don't know. Fight. I'm gonna buy it. So we have a kasha. So what's going on? What are those things? So we have a male lobber. So they have only three. The three aren't doing anything. If it would say chishev. We have three people who are actively involved in doing something. If it would say Kiddush, they're actively involved in doing something, but if they're not being Mekadesh, and they're not making calculations, they're sitting around doing nothing, they're just Ibor, I don't need three. Mimela, when they do nothing, it automatically becomes Mubar. Amar, Abaya, Tni, Kiddush, HaChodesh, you're right, there is a mistake in the text. Okay, correct the text to say Kiddush, HaChodesh, B'Shlesha. The Gemara, Tanya, Nam, Yochi. I'll bring you Raya. Says in the Braya, Kiddush HaChodesh, the Ibor Hashanah. Ibor Hashanah means to make the year, Shloisha, to make the year, that requires also explanation. What does it mean, Shloisha? But that's not the most time of discussion. That's not what I'm talking about discussion now. But the Ibor Hashanah, if you want to make the year 13 months, then you need Shloisha. Divrei Meir. Amar Rava. Rava says, I don't like this answer because it's not what this, you can't go tell me there's a mistake in the gear, so you don't just do that. V'ha Ibor Ketani. come on. You're going to change the girsa? I'm not a fan of changing the girsa. El Amarava, you're right. Kiddush, Biyoim Ibor Bishlash Asa. It means over here, Kiddush. What it means is, you're giving sanctity. You're giving sanctity Biyoim Ibor, on the day of the Ibor. So it means, Ibor Asha, Achoydesh Bishlasha. It means today is day 30. Today is day 30. Today is the day where potentially it can become a potential Ibor. If we do nothing, then this day will be padded to the previous month and it will be 30. This potential fever. If you nip it in the bud, you step in and you sanctify the potential for Ibor, you need 3. So in Echnami, the Mishnah really is discussing Kiddush. It's discussing Kiddush on the day that potentially can be Ma'ubor. That's why we chose this word Ibor and not the word Kiddush. And it's teaching a Kiddush, what's in Kiddush Biyom Ibor B'Shloisha. Now, why would we want to confuse you and say Ibor, which means you Makadesh Biyom Ibor, to teach you a Yesoid, Achar Ibor, like a Kiddush, to teach you that incidentally that in the event that in the Hanami decided to be a Kiddush Ibor, like I just told you, you're going to pass, it's going to be the day 30 is going to be called the Ibor, day 31 is going to be the first day, you don't sanctify it. If a month is 30, if month begins on day 31, there is no sanctity in the month. So that's what the Mishnah is teaching you, a mouthful. The Mishnah is teaching you a Gantz Drasha. It says Ibor in order to awaken you. Why does it say Ibor? It's a Chibor Chishev Kiddush. No, it means we're being Mekadesh the day that can be Me'ubar. That implies the only time you do Kiddush is on day 30. But day 31, you're never going to do Kiddush. To teach you that the month is going to be Malay, the next month does not get Kiddush. Umani, who is the one that says such an incredible Kiddush that then in a month that's lacking, so sanctity when it's a Mubu in the previous month? Umani, Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadaki, the Tan. If you don't, witness do not come, and now we go into day 31, there's no sanctity. That's his shita. But you should be aware, not everyone agrees to that. There are other opinions, they're not the Mishnah, but there's another thing that says, Pumfaket, Reb Nachman Amar, unbelievable thing, Kiddush Achar Ibor B'Shloisha. Not how he learns around the Mishnah like that. It means Kiddush, when it says Ibor, it doesn't mean day 30, the day which potentially cannot Ibor. When it says Ibor, it means the day after Ibor, to teach you Pumfaket, that when Bezdin, when you make it, B'yoyim Ibor Lecha Kiddush. Now what does that mean? It was, if the month is going to be Rosh Chodesh on day 30, there's no Kiddush. They just make an announcement. They don't say Mekudush HaChodesh Mekudush. Isn't that bizarre? It's very bizarre, right? It goes to show that we don't understand what time is all about, how time works. But if the natural thing is day 30 is Rosh Chodesh. That's natural. You don't have to go and give it sanctity. If you want to do something bizarre and wait until day 31, that's when you have to inject it with sanctity. Mamash Pumfaket, who is the Tana? So this name you can't forget. His name is Palimo. Palimo. You ever heard that name before?
Yes.
I didn't hear the name. Umanu Palimo. Yeah. Oh, so you have to how it works out. That's all the Josh Chasam Seif. What it means exactly, how we paskin. Chasam is following the Psak Halacha. So we don't paskin. We pass in like Mitzvah. Okay.
Your neighbor.
We pass in the peace. That's the Rambam quotes that one.
V'chein manu manu plimoy. To refer to that day as your neighbor is Givaldik.
Okay. Manu plimoy. He the time of the bris plimoy. Mer bismanoi aim a kachinoi soi. When it's bismanoi.
Which is on the 30th day.
Unbelievable. You don't have a kaddish because that's natural. Natural. Automatically, by default, day 30 is going to be Rosh Chodesh.
You know why? Because the truth is...
29 and a half days.
Right. It makes this... Yeah, you can call it. It makes sense.
That means day 30 is for sure, yeah. Rosh Chodesh, because that's what the month is. The month is 29 and a half days.
When you come along and playing around...
You're doing something unique.
Right.
So then, but it's also fasting that's retroactive. You're waiting until day 31, because normally day 30 was Rosh Chodesh. And now it's day 31. Now you're in Mekadesh. And your Kiddush is working retroactively to make it the day before, which was really part of the previous month. Unbelievable. He goes through that time is not linear. Time is abstract. At Albert Einstein, theory of relativity, there is mamashas in Zman. Zman is something which is, we don't really know what Zman is. Zman is the most spiritual thing. Hashem is hoya hoviyah. It's a very, very unbelievable concept of how time works. Vaita. Ivan Bisman Imikachus a Shloi Bismanoi, Shlibismani Mikachnoi Sai. Now Ravashi Amar, Lioilam, Khishukun, he goes back to the previous answer. When it says Ibor, Ibor really means calculation. Calculation, but my Ibor, Khishuf, is just another word in the dictionary. Ibor and Khishuf are interchangeable. The Ibor, my Ibor, Khishuv the Ibor. It means the calculation. Should we be ma'aber? Ve'aydi kabar lemis the ibor shana tarnabi ibor chodesh. Okay. So because we wanted to talk about because we wanted to say ve'aydi kabar lemis the ibor shana, we want to talk about ibor shana, and ibor shana there, if we use that word, the word of ibor. Why do we use it? I never understood that. Why do we use ibor shana? Kizim Ibor Lachi Ibor Osu Rashi Chish of the Ibor. What does Rashi say? Chish of the Ibor Lachashev im Yavru, the Ilu Kiddush Savar Tana Didan, the Lloyd Sach, the Kiddusha Loimol of Lechosa, Kabulos Babashim, the Kamon, the Idi Kabal Ibor Hashanah, the Havinami Chish of the Ibor Hashanah, was Losagi, the Lloyd Tani Ibor, the Amin Rashi, the Amira Boy. Ibor the Anira boy sheyikdeshu ador sheni l'shem ador tishaske memela l'shem nisan mikve tarnami gabi chodesh ibor hachodesh v'kornami l'chish of ibor. So one more time, the aidi the tani ibor hashana the havi nami chish of the ibor hashana v'chasav lo sagi the loy tani ibor the Anira boy. Okay. Rashi seems to be saying is when it comes to the Ibor Hashana, everyone agrees you have to have Kiddush. There's no machlekes. There's no question about it. If you want to make a second Ador, right? You want to make a second Ador, everyone agrees you need Bezdin to make that statement. So therefore, it's safe. It's safe to say the word Ibor with regard to Chodesh, Ibor Hashana. Because Ibor Shana, what does it really mean by Ibor Shana? It really means the Kiddush, it means the sanctification. It means the sanctification of the Shana, the second, the extra month. So once we wanted to use that vocabulary word for Ibor Hashana, and there is no confusion, because there it really means the calculation of the Ibor. And as far as the Kiddush, that's a given. You can have to have the Bezdin go and declare it to be an extra month. So there, when it comes to the Shana, when it says Ibor, it means the calculation of the Ibor. So Nenele, we also use the word Ibor with regard to a Chodesh.
And what's the Chishev?
And what's they make a calculation? Is it necessary to make the month 29 days or 30 days? Sometimes Bezdin has the power. They don't want Lo Adurosh. They don't want Rosh Hashanah to fall on a certain day. Despite the Edom came. Exactly. They suppress the Edom. They're allowed to. That's a big thing in Rosh Hashanah. Even the witnesses come, they just tell them, you know what, don't come today. You know what, they have a schmooze with them. Oh, you hear?
100 came.
They have 100 Edom. Oh, you've come. Let's learn Daf Gemara before we deliberate. Oh, look what time it is. We already went and it's already nightfall. Oh, we didn't get around to listening to your testimony. Oh, too bad. So we'll have to make Rosh Chodesh today. Bezdin has the power to do something like that.
Tomorrow.
If they want to manipulate the year because of circumstances like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shabbos and Hashanah Rabbah, there are many considerations that they have in mind, which are like, oh, does Libra want to come? When it comes to the case of the year, it says the word Ibor. Ibor there means calculation. So because we want to say Ibor when it comes to the year, we use the word Ibor when it comes to the month as well. When we're talking over here, my Ibor, Ibor, the Eidik, when listening, Ibor Hashanah, Tarnam, Ibor Chodesh. We say also Ibor Chodesh, which means Chishuv. So now the Gemara makes a diak. According to this man, the Amar, since what does Ibor mean? Ibor means chishev. It means calculation. Calculation. Should we extend? Should we not extend? Just like the word Ibor means calculation with regard to the year, it's calculation. So it means here calculation. But what about sanctification? There is no Mishnah anymore in Masechet Sanhedrin telling us how many denim we need to sanctify the new year, to sanctify the month.
No.
So he says an incredible chiddush. But chishuv in kiddush chodesh lo mani Rabbi Eliezer he the Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer bein bezmanu bein shlo bezmanu ein mikachin loisa. Zero.
So
you never know. Not only before we had a machlokes. Once you do, you're mikadesh either early and not late, or some say late and not early.
Plimoy.
And here he says you do nothing. Shnemar, v'kida Hashem eshnas hachamishim shana. It says when it comes to Yovel you will sanctify the shnas, the 50th year. Shonim atam mekadesh, v'atam mekadesh chol, yudam mekadesh chodoshim. So this is the Gemara's Masulia. You have over here three opinions. Unbelievable. So how does it work? So if they're not Mekadosh, they just make an announcement. They make an announcement. They say, Rosh Chodesh, they put an announcement. They send a text. This day is Rosh Chodesh. They don't need to say Mekudesh. They don't need the words, the Dibur. We hereby give it sanctity. They don't even do that. That's not necessary. They make an announcement when it's going to be. Okay, so therefore, Maskana, you take out a Yisrael from this Gemara. What we take out from this Gemara today, Moritik Yisrael, not even to know this, is that there are three opinions with regard to when Bezdin is Mekadesh the Chodesh. We all know sometimes it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 1 day Rosh Chodesh. So first we have Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Tzaddik. Rabbi Loz, says the only Mekadesh late.
Libra,
late. Early, that's what's very logical. Early. When it's going to be day 30, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, so you're stopping it, you're cutting time short. What about when it's going to be day 30, it's going to go 31? I didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. So Mamela, by default, it turns in time. Then we have Plimoy, Pumfakert. Bez is only Mekadesh it late. But when it's early, when it's on time, the day 30, send out a text, it's Rosh Chodesh. And then we have Rabbi Lushimin Elazar. Never. There's no such thing in the world as Bezin being Mekadesh the Chodesh. It's automatic. They make an announcement. It's automatic. They make a calculation. They're going to make a calculation when they want to be, and they make an announcement, but they don't give a Kedusha. The only time you Mekadesh Zman, you Mekadesh Shonim. You're not Mekadesh Chodoshim. Okay, and this obviously, this touches upon a very deep understanding of what is time. What exactly is time? How does time work?
Or even kinds of time.
Time is not multi-dimensional. You ever hear about a thing called string theory? This guy on the radio, I know I listened to him in years, John Lehrer. He's not Lehrer, the guy after him. I don't know, so many years ago. He's obsessed with this thing called string theory. String theory is the higher you go in space, time slows down. Theoretically, you can go back in time. There's a science they can understand that take amhalach how you can go in a time machine. It's such that theoretically you can go back in time. It's not science fiction. I once told someone this very because can I hear this very thing, you know, Gilgul and Shamas, right? You like Gilgul and Shamas, right?
Love it.
So I asked a shy, like once since a brilliant person totally blew his mind. I asked him, can you become a Gilgul back in time?
Ooh.
Back in time. Okay. In other words, what's a Gilgul? Gilgul is you need tikkun. You need tikkun. So Hashem says the only generation where you have an opportunity to make that tikkun is 1,000 years ago. So I'll take you back in time and I'll put you in that generation and you'll go through life again in that generation. Is such a thing, Shaykh?
Yeah.
That means that you're going back in time, you're changing the future. Yeah. You're changing the future. So maybe right now, at this moment, we're all evolving. Everything that's happening right now is all a constant evolving of things happening. From Chazal Tzmash, no such thing. Chazal Tzmash, time is linear in this world. Gilgul, you only go forward. You don't go backwards.
Also linear.
You don't go back. You don't go forward. You don't go backwards. Yeah. But who says? By Hashem, Hoyo Hoviyah. So this person, he was like taken aback. You gotta think about it. It's very interesting. It's something which was a very, very deep idea. Weiter. Tanya, the Rabbi Sam. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Lomer, Shloisha, he says, he's three, Tanya, when the Baisa case, Kate said, Omar, then we have Shimon Lomer, he says, 3, 7, and 9. I'm sorry, 3, 5, and 7. He says, you start with 3, you deliberate with 5, and you conclude with 7. That's the sheet of Shimon Lomer, he says, you do these three. Tanya, Kate, Rabbi Shimon Lomer, Shloisha, Maschilin, Vachamish, and Mesim, you do deliberate. The goyimer in the shiv you can lead echad. Now he uses the echad and once his leishiv yishamim leishiv. The three people sit down. And they debate. Should we even consider the possibility of intercalating the month? So one says yes, and two say no. So the two win.
What is the year?
What? No, this is the month. The month. Month. That's what it says in the Mishnah. We're discussing the month. No,
So.
What does it say in the parish over here?
Rabbi
Shimon Gamliel Oimer.
The only question is integrated in the year because you want to make sure the other time.
I said
now
a minute ago. It's possible.
No, it's in the year. You want to say it's the year. Let's say it's the year. Let's say you're right. Okay, let's say you're right. Sorry, I'm sorry. You're right. It's Shana. When it comes to the year, the Ibur HaShana, the calculation starts with 2, 3, 5, and 7. So what does that mean?
Seasons are goofy.
Right. So we talked about that. Chodesh Aviv. Chodesh Aviv. Let's see. So Rav Shmuel Leimer, it's not much, just because Chodesh Aviv, like Rav Shmuel Leimer, B'shleisha, Tani Leimaisa, okay, so Rav Shmuel Leimer, B'shleisha, Maschil, and then 3, Mavachamish, and then 5, and then 5, and then 5, and then 5. Echonim, one says, Leisha, one says to sit, let's consider the matter, B'shleim, some, to say, Shaloi Leisha, we're not going to even consider it. Batil Yachid, the Miutoi, the Mela, they don't even start, they stop right there, the case is dismissed. Let's say Shnayim Oymim Leishev, Echonim Oymim Leishev, Echonim Leishev. Oh, we have to deliberate. Menelo, we're going to deliberate. That was the conclusion. So Maisivin Aleim Oyd Shnayim. We add 2 more to the court, total of 5. Vinaisim Medavin. We deliberate. Then let's say they finish the deliberation. Shnayim Oymim Tu say Tzricha. We need to extend the year by a month. Ushloishim. The majority Oymim say Ein Tzricha. We don't need. But El Shnayim Bemiuton. We do not extend the month by the year by a month. Oh, if the majority says we do need to intercalate the year, then we bring 2 more. And then the 7 together say, they give a psak, they give kiddush, they give sanctification, they say the year that we're now going to be Meisav HaChodesh, we hereby declare the year to them, the year to have an extra, the year to have an extra
but
month.
But it could potentially be with 3 also.
No.
The three initial three said Leishev.
Leishev, so you had 2 more, then you deliberate. And then when the 2, they all come out
like
last time,
layers.
Yes, and the end, yes. The 2 layers, no matter what.
You always got to add. Always got to add. 3 say yes, and you add 2.
Exactly.
And they all say yes also.
You got to add another 2.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Vaita Hane,
where do these magic numbers come? Where does the number 3, 5, 7 come from? One with him? Who is the one that always is bar plugged? Who is the person? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. The Amr Lassam said Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. The Chadime Yaman Rabbi Yisrael ben Nachman bar Nachman. The Pumfakert. Chanim one says Kenegin Beruchas Kehanim. 3, 5, 7. Yivarecha Yoyer Nisa. Right, the three pesukim. 3, 5, 7. The Chanim one says Shloish Kenegin Shomer Asaf. What's the those that watch the threshold Rashi says who the Shomer Asaf? The Shomer Asaf of. Shomer Asaf b'tzidkiyahu, okay. B'tzidkiyahu, it says Gam Golos Nivuzaradon. It says in Divrei Hayomim Melachim, there were 3 people that were the Shomer Asaf who sat by the threshold, 3 guardians. Chamisha Meiroye, okay. There were 5 who saw the Pnei Melach. The Shiva Roye. Notice the difference. One is Meir, one is Roye. And who are the other ones? So Rashi says who are the 5 and the 7? We find by Tzidkiyahu, we find Chamisha. May Roye Pnei Melech Achashverosh, we find Shiva Sorry Pnei Melech Roye Pnei Melech Achashverosh had Roye and Tzidkiyo had May Roye. So since we find these are the people, these are the numbers. Fine. Tana Rabbi Yosef Hani Shleish Shiva Chamish Shiva Shlag Shlag Neged Shem Esav Shlag Shem Neged Pnei Melech Shem Neged Pnei Melech Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef Ad Idna My Temloy Peyoshlan Mar Hachi. So beautiful Maimon Chazal. Why did you not tell us this memo until this point in time? Amalei, I would have told it to you. I didn't know you know it. I thought you knew everything already. Amalei, loy havi yadan. I didn't know that you needed to know the halacha. Maybe isa minay milsa. Did I ever in the did you ever ask me something I didn't tell you? Maybe isa minay. Did you ever ask for me milsa of loy? I'm going to of course I would have told you. You should have went. You should have asked me. Okay. So up to daf Yud Aleph. Tomorrow.